Hey, it is Randy Miles, and I am with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, today we're going to take a page out of Bishop T.D. Jakes' book and say, get ready, get ready, get ready.
Right, absolutely. You know, the country is going under some massive changes here in 2021. And one of the things that kind of is near and dear to us here on Take Control Tuesday is home ownership. And the Biden administration and the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Marsha Fudge, has said their goal is to increase Black home ownership to 50%
Wow.
of the population. Now, home ownership and the accumulation of equity is the biggest difference between Black wealth and white wealth. Mm-hmm. So although home ownership isn't for everybody, you really need to be in a position where you can take advantage of that option if and when it comes available and it's right for you. So let's look at how to do that. We'll go into more detail in subsequent broadcasts. But right now, Randy, if you're going to own a home, now this is for first-time home buyers as well as people that already own a home. Because mm-hmm. neighborhoods and things are opening up, you can move to better school districts, etc., if you're ready.
Yes.
So the first thing you want to do is use your credit score as an asset. The higher your credit score, the lower your payment.
Right.
So you can go to MoneySmartLife.org. We have a whole series of blog posts, YouTubes, and other things on credit and credit scoring. In fact, Randy, if they go to our YouTube page, they can get the Understanding Credit Scoring YouTube series link that we did a little while ago. So
yep.
you can use your credit score as an asset where it actually saves you money. The next thing you want to do, once again, this is just an overview. In the pre-purchase phase, you want to accumulate as much money as possible.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to buy a house, you need money. Now, as we've often said, you may buy a house with no money down, but you will not buy a house with no money.
That's very true.
So whatever your home ownership goal is, you need to start accumulating money. You can never have too much money to buy a house, but you can have not enough.
Very true.
So start accumulating money. Start tweaking your credit score. Go to TakeControlTuesday.com. Check out the archives for specific strategies, for specific credit score challenges. And also MoneySmartLife.org.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mansa. I'm ready to get ready.
Hey, maybe we can get Randy in the house this year.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.